Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. I'm your host, Eric Ellefson, and for this week we'll be doing MLB early season recap about 2 weeks into the season now, kind of see where things are as of right now, and also a NBA playoff, preview type of thing. Predictions, kind of speculations, all that stuff for the upcoming postseason, which started last night with the NBA play-in tournament and will officially kick off this weekend once those play-in games have been played and decided. Last night we had the Atlanta Hawks and Los Angeles Lakers winning their games and will be the 7th seed in their respective conferences. And tonight we have the Bulls and the Raptors and the New Orleans Pelicans. And who else is playing tonight? I think it's Oklahoma City Thunder. So the winner of those games plays the losers from last night's games to be the 8th seed in the conference. It's a little confusing, but it's what they've done for the past couple years now, and it kind of makes sense once you see it in action, how it works out. So yeah, basically the three teams now are playing for a seed in their conferences and the playoffs, which start Saturday officially, Saturday, Sunday. So kicking off with kind of early MLB recap season, we're about 2 weeks into the season now, and not much to take for granted because it's kind of early still. So kind of what's going to happen, teams are going to be pretty grouped together in division races. And then, as we get to more June-ish, that's when kind of the contenders and the pretenders will kind of separate themselves and we'll kind of have a better understanding. But we can still have some surprises still. Probably biggest surprises, we have an undefeated team still. Tampa Bay Rays are 11-0. Haven't been playing the best competition, but you still, a win's a win, and you kind of still, it gets you wins and helps you can playoff seeding, division races and all that. So, these early wins can be the difference between having to, really worry come September playoff push with 2 weeks left, as opposed to right now. You can kind of separate yourself and create a little distance with you and the other teams in your divisions. So they are 11-0, leading the American League East by 4 games over the New York Yankees and Toronto Blue Jays. AL Central is a little bit closer with the Twins leading the Guardians, I should say, by a half game. The White Sox, Chicago White Sox, 2.5 games behind. The AL West, Texas Rangers leading that by 1 game over the LA Angels, and then the Houston Astros are 2.5 back. So it's a little kind of what we expect from the American League right now. I think the teams that are kind of still within striking distance are kind of the teams we expected. Texas, they've made a lot of moves these past two off seasons with signing Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. They got the big pitching name of the season or off season with Jacob DeGrom, and they traded for some, I think, another pitcher or two. So the money has definitely paid off dividends early on, but over the course of 162 games, we'll see exactly what this team is made of. Because we know the Houston Astros will probably, they're not going to be a below 500 team, which is what they are right now. They'll definitely contend for that division title. The Angels will always see, you have Shohei Ohtani and you have Mike Trout. But after that, the team is kind of a lot of, question marks with what they got. Because that's basically their team is those two players. They signed Anthony Rendon after, he helped the Nationals win the World Series in 2019. But he hasn't really kind of stayed healthy and hasn't produced what they expect him to do, like he did in Washington. But he's, older, You know, injuries have kind of taken a part of him his last couple seasons, so that kind of plays into it. And other than like Ohtani, like he can't pitch every day as much as the Angels would probably like that. There's just no way he can play and pitch all that time. So like they need someone to step up, but like they're definitely like a wild card team. The Central to be interesting, like Twins, Guardians, White Sox. I mean, they're all close. I mean, it's gonna be those three teams, like Kansas City and Detroit. They're kind of, you know, in like a little bit of a rebuilding. Well, more so like Kansas City's in like a rebuilding, you know, still. And Detroit's kind of like, I mean, they've made some noises and like done some stuff, signing players and stuff, but like they don't really have a team that can compete fully with the rest, the top dogs in that division. And then the AL East, like, obviously the Tampa Bay Rays are not going to go undefeated. That's just, you know, impossible over the course of 162 games. But, you know, we'll see how long they can last. Who do they play today? They play Boston. Boston Red Sox. They're at home, 5:40 Central Time. So, I mean, there's definitely a chance for that winning undefeated season to still continue and see, you know, what exactly to do. Boston, again, kind of not really a contender, not really a, you know, pretender, kind of in the middle. Maybe like a wild card team, if that, but that might be a little bit pushing it. And nationally, we got the Central all pretty close. Brewers are leading the division one game ahead of Pittsburgh, which that won't last. They're definitely Latina rebuilding. They'll definitely fall back down to earth eventually. Cubs are 1.5 games back. Cincinnati 3.5, and then St. Louis 4 games back. The East, you know, Atlanta 2 games over the Mets and 3 games over the Miami Marlins. Kind of used to them being the Miami Marlins or the Florida Marlins, as they were like since they started, since they joined baseball, and then up until I think it was like 6 or so years ago, they changed to Miami. I think they played in Miami to begin with, so maybe that's why. And then Philadelphia. Phillies are 3.5 bats, so they'll kind of, you know, they should be able to like come up in the race a little bit more, as they're definitely better than that. And then the West is probably the closest division race we got as of right now, with Arizona and San Diego Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks and San Diego Padres tied for first, with the Dodgers 1 game back, San Francisco Giants 1.5, and Colorado Rockies 2 games back. So that's kind of where we stand division standing wise. Again, we're about 2 weeks into the season as of like kind of like now or tomorrow is 2 weeks. Teams have played like about 11, 12 games or something like that. So, you know, we're kind of, teams are still like early. They're still in it for the most part in all the divisions, you know, as we kind of sort out division races, become, like I said, a little bit more once we'd hit to like June and then July, like the dog days of summer, then these teams kind of separate themselves and we kind of know who, I mean, not saying like some of these teams should like surprise and some of these teams that are expected to be division contenders and even World Series contenders maybe fall short of expectation, and a team that maybe was like a wild card contender at the preseason could kind of sneak up and maybe be even a division winner come the end of the season. So, you know, it's something that we'll check out recently and like every week, you know, we'll kind of check to see what's happening MLB wise, as you know, we're early, and so it's kind of like, you know, if your team's doing bad, don't sweat. If your team's doing good, you know, maybe have a little bit of optimism that it'll stay and see where things go. Like as the season goes on, we'll have a better understanding. So switching over to probably the big, you know, thing we got right now in sports that's happening is NBA playoffs, which, like I said, will start Saturday, Sunday, as we have these playoff tournament games determine who will be the eighth seed left is what we have tonight, which is the winner. These are the 9th and 10th seeds in the conferences, and then the winner of that goes on to play the loser of last night's seventh, eighth seed team, with the loser of tonight being eliminated from playoff contention. And, you know, they prepare for next season. So tonight in the Western Conference, we have New Orleans and Oklahoma City, and then Chicago and Toronto for the Eastern Conference. I think Western Conference, it's probably going to be New Orleans. I think they're just a better overall team. Oklahoma has been kind of a nice surprise, you know. But I think New Orleans, with having, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce his last name. It's like Jonas Valanciunas, I think. It's like the center for the Pelicans. They have Brandon Ingram. You got CJ McCollum. They had Zion Williamson. They probably wouldn't be playing in the play-in tournament. Like, I don't think they'd be at least be like a top, you know, sixth seed at least. Maybe a five. They had him, but he hasn't really played much all season. And, like, you know, he's had injuries throughout his NBA career as of now. So just trying to get him on the floor is a win for that organization. But I think they can win, and then they'll play Minnesota on, I think, Friday is when those games are. And for the East, I would like it to be the Bulls, but we'll see. Toronto is interesting. Like, they have, like, you know, a solid team. You know, Pascal Siakam, Scottie Barnes, the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. You know, you got Fred VanVleet, you got OJ I don't know if that's how you say it. But, like, they have a decent supporting cast of players to, like, help. So it should be probably, they both will be interesting games tonight. And, like, you know, as the winner will go on and play on Friday. But doing, like, a first round preview for the Eastern Conference. Well, we'll start with Eastern Conference and then go to Western Conference afterwards. Top four seeds are Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, and Cleveland. Milwaukee, the one seed, they play the winner, or they play whoever comes out of this play-in tournament as the AC. I mean, they'll win easily. Could be a sweep. Maybe, you know, five-game series at that for whoever wins that play-in game. Boston, Atlanta, it should be like, the top three seeds should win easily. Like, Philadelphia versus Brooklyn, that shouldn't be no bit of a problem, you know. Brooklyn trading, like, you know, Durant, James Harden, I should say, and then Kyrie Irving over these past two seasons. They don't have much of a team left that can compete with, you know, Philadelphia, you know, and beat James Harden, Tobias Harris, all their supporting cast. It should be a pretty easy first-round game for Philly in that sense. And then Cleveland Cavaliers, New York Knicks, that probably has, along with, you know, I'll talk about it later when we get to the Western Conference, that probably is the best first round game series of the Eastern Conference. I mean, it could go six games. Probably, like, you know, Cleveland should win. I mean, for them, they're probably hoping to make it to the second round after, you know, trading for Donovan Mitchell over the offseason, all the, you know, trade aspects and draft, you know, all the aspects that they gave up in order to acquire him. They're hoping to at least make a, you know, playoff push, you know, past the first round. Anything past the first round is good. I mean, they want, you know, a finals appearance and stuff like that, but, like, if they get knocked out in the first round, it's definitely going to be a disappointing end to a season in which, you know, they put a lot of, you know, assets into the season with acquiring Mitchell and stuff, because they already had, like, a pretty solid team. Yeah, Evan Mobley in center. You know, who else? Who's their other guard? Darius Garland, that's it. Like, they already had a solid guard, and, you know, you got that, you know, in a trade, and you kind of help support, you know, support your team. So, and New York Knicks, it's like, I don't know, they're always, they have, you know, a good team as well. You have Julius Randle, and you have, I mean, that's like their big name star, but, like, they just haven't been able to put it together fully. So, like, the fact that they're in it, I mean, fifth seed's probably reasonable for them. Or, like, Brooklyn, the only reason they're kind of still in it is because, you know, they played all those games with, like, you know, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and, you know, their other team, that they were able to kind of get themselves into a playoff contention. And then by the time they traded away those players, you know, there was 2 months left about, so they were able to, you know, just kind of, they had to, like, steady the ship, and they would have been in the playoff. But, like, if they would have traded them earlier in the season, Atlanta probably would have been the sixth seed. And, like, some of these teams in the playoff tournament would have actually made it without having to play, and we would have had some other Eastern Conference teams in the playing tournament as opposed to the teams that, you know, currently are in it. And so, like, yeah, those top four, well, for sure the top three seeds should win at least pretty easily. And then that Cleveland-New York series would definitely probably be the most fun to watch. So we'll move over to the Western Conference first round and kind of bounce back and forth, and then go from there. I don't know if we might do, like, NBA Finals, actually. Then we might just kind of preview and kind of see how things go. But we have number one's top four seeds is Denver Nuggets, Memphis Grizzlies, Sacramento Kings making their first playoff appearance in, like, 17 years, I believe. And then Phoenix Suns as the four seed. So Denver being the one seed will play, you know, either New Orleans, Oklahoma City, or Minnesota. Memphis as the two seed plays Los Angeles Lakers. Sacramento Kings as the three plays the defending champs, Golden State Warriors. And number four seed Phoenix Suns plays the Los Angeles Clippers. So this is going to be probably more interesting for each round series, as the Eastern Conference has always been, as far as I can remember, like, these past, like, 15 years, it's always more top-heavy. You know, like, you had, like, LeBron James when he was there. He would pretty much always win the conference title because there wasn't really a clear number two. But, like, now we have kind of more of a clear number two and three. Or we have more top teams in the conference now than we did, kind of, you know, 10 years ago or so. Or there's maybe, like, one or two. Now we have kind of have, like, three or four, depending on how you look at it. But the Western Conference has always been more of a competitive conference, and it's always more of, like, you know, wild and crazy when it comes to playoff time, because the teams, there's a lot more competitiveness in the teams and that conference. So, you know, we could have some upsets with teams higher seeds winning, but I think, you know, Denver should easily win whoever versus whoever they play. I mean, if it's New Orleans or Minnesota, it could go five or six games. If it's Oklahoma, you know, I don't know if we'll necessarily see a sweep, because, like, you know, sweeps in the playoffs, regardless of sports, are rare. Because, you know, sometimes a team, all it takes is one, the higher seed, to have, like, one bad game, and, you know, it keeps the lower seed in it for another game. Memphis and Los Angeles, that should be interesting. I mean, Memphis, you know, could have been the one seed. You know, we've had some kind of off-court issues with Ja Morant being suspended for the whole nightclub incident. We had some injuries. It was reported, I think I saw last, you know, over the weekend, that Steven Adams, one of their centers, is pretty much likely to miss the entire postseason due to injury. So that would probably, I think it would leave Jaren Jackson Jr., who's, like, you know, they're kind of, I think he plays power forward, but he also plays center, so you might have to take in the center role for the postseason, and then, you know, someone will have to step up and play power forward. But, I mean, you have Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, you got probably as healthy as you're going to get Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Just they've kind of, like, LeBron just came back recently from injury, and Anthony Davis has, like, always been, like on the injury report, like, as, like, questionable or something like that, but, you know, has played through injury these past couple months as they try to, like, you know, get themselves into the playoffs without having to do the play-in game. But, you know, last Sunday, they kind of, some teams that if they won guaranteed that the Lakers were in the playoff game won, and so that's why they're in the playoff game. But, you know, I guess it works out for them because they won last night in overtime against Minnesota, and, you know, they're guaranteed in the tournament or playoff tournament, and they don't have to play on Friday for the AC. So, you know, Sacramento Kings, Golden State, that's probably could be a definite upset in the first round. Golden State's the defending champs, you know, four titles in 8 years. They definitely have, you know, championship mentality, and they know how to play come playoff time. And Sacramento, they have, you know, a good team. Definitely surprised that, you know, they made the playoffs, let alone be a top three seed in the conference. Guaranteed. I mean, looking at some of these other teams, it's surprising, but, you know, they made it. And they might be able to, if they can make it to the first, past the first round, that's, you know, already another, you know, Fotz checked in a successful season already. But, you know, you have Darian Fotz and DeMontis Sabonis as all-stars. So you have a good team, but, like, they have, the Warriors have Curry, Thompson, you got Draymond Green. You have players that have been there, that have won. You have Steve Kerr as the coach that, you know, he knows what it takes to win. Not only as a coach, but having won, you know, four titles as a player with the Bulls as their, in their second three-peat in the 90s, and then he won with the Spurs that following year in 99. So they have a team, you know, that knows how to win, been there before. So if anyone's going to pull off an upside in the first round, it's definitely going to be Golden State, which I think they have a very solid chance to do. And then, again, the 4-5 seed probably will be the most interesting game in that conference playoff. Phoenix Suns, LA Clippers. LA Clippers, you know, by, you know, kind of winning into this tournament, not having to do the playoff tournament, it gives them like a week for Paul George to get, you know, healthy and back into it, come and kind of prepare himself to dish himself for playoff time. Because if they're going to do anything in this playoff, they're going to need him. Because, I mean, they signed Paul George and Kawhi Leonard for this reason, to be in the playoffs and get to the finals and, you know, win it. But if they don't have Paul George at 100%, or he's limited anyway, or re-injures himself, you know, that's pretty much game over for, you know, the Clippers right then. And, you know, Phoenix trading for Kevin Durant. I mean, you know, obviously one of the top five players in the league, you know, this generation. So, like, we know what he can do. He's the first player in NBA history to have, I believe it's a 55-40-90 season. So shooting 55% from the field, 40% from three-point range, and then 90% from the free throw line. So, you know what he can do. You know, you have Chris Paul, playmaker expertise, you know, one of the best point guards in history. You know, can run the offense well. You have Devin Booker, who can, you know, also, like, you have him and Kevin Durant, who can both put up, like, you know, 40, 50 points on any given night. You have DeAndre Ayton at center. Can be a little bit, I mean, he's more of, like, kind of a defensive player. Maybe not so a defensive player, but, like, a rebounder and kind of stuff like that. Like, he's not a bid store, but, like, if you can get, like, a double-double out of him, that's definitely good. He does get in foul trouble a lot, so that's kind of something that, like, you know, can be exposed, as, like, the Bucks did in the finals that in 2011. So unless he can kind of stay out of foul trouble, you know, you have those playmakers, superstars, that can definitely take them into the second round against, well, they'd be the four seed, so they would play Denver at that point. And so going back to the East, I mean, we have obviously top three seeds. I think Cleveland will win, just because, I don't know, it's hard to trust New York, and they always kind of fall up short in playoff time. So, you know, I just think it's going to be another time with that. So that would mean Milwaukee versus Cleveland. Again, Milwaukee should, you know, easily beat them. And then it'll probably be a pretty more competitive than, you know, Milwaukee versus whoever comes out as the AC after these play-in tournament games. But they should be able to beat Cleveland. Boston and Philly, that'll be pretty good. I'm just going to have to probably go with Boston, just because, you know, they're the defending Eastern Conference champs. And, you know, they have just, like, a better overall team than Philly. And Philly kind of just, again, like, they make it past the first round, and then they just kind of, like, that's kind of where it ends for them. They haven't gotten back to the finals since 2001, when they lost to the Lakers. And I just don't see it happening this year. So Boston in Milwaukee. And then Eastern Conference, I'm going to go, let's see, it'd be Denver versus Phoenix. And then Memphis, Golden State. Ooh, that'll be good. Especially Memphis and Golden State, because those teams have kind of, they've definitely had like a lot of off the court chat and kind of like trash talk and all that kind of stuff between players. Especially like Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks. They're the main, you know, trash talkers of that whole thing. And so that should be good. And then we have Denver, Phoenix. That'll be, I mean, the Western Conference is always a lot better playoff matchups than the East. East, you kind of know where it's like, okay, these teams should make it because they're just like miles, you know, ahead of the rest of the competition. Like, you know, the top three seeds, Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, like, they're just better than anyone else in that conference that, like, you know, some of them are going to knock each other out. Like, if it's Milwaukee and Cleveland and then Boston and Philly in the second round, like, one of those high championship contenders in Boston and Philly is not going to make it. Like, one is going to be sent home. That's just kind of how it goes. Whereas, like, in, like, the West, like, that's kind of, like, the entire second round. It's like, Denver and Phoenix, like, it's just going to be tough. I want to say Denver, but it could be Phoenix as well. Memphis and Golden State. I think maybe Memphis kind of gets their revenge this year and beats Golden State, goes to the conference finals where they play. I'm going to say they're going to play Phoenix. I'm going to go Phoenix as of now. You know, early postseason prediction type thing. Just because, I mean, Denver's kind of struggled a little bit. And, like, since Durant's came back from injury, like, Phoenix hasn't lost a game with him playing. They've kind of, you know, regained some of that chemistry that they had before he went down. So I think Phoenix and Memphis in the conference finals. And then I think Phoenix wins that. And then Eastern Conference, I think I'm going to choose Boston. I think we have Phoenix-Boston. I think both teams get, you know, either Boston getting back to the finals for the second year in a row, Phoenix, they're second in 3 years. With Milwaukee, they have a team, but like they've played Boston at times this year and they just got destroyed. And you know, you have Giannis, you have Holiday, Middleton has just not been the same. I mean, he missed like close to half the season, like, you know, with injury, and then coming back, he's kind of had glimpses of, like, you know, his former self, and then there's been times where he's not. So I just think, unless he can start regaining his ground, it's probably going to be Boston winning again, getting back to the finals, playing Phoenix. And then I think Phoenix might win. I think Phoenix will win the championship. That's like right now, if I had to pick, you know, a champion type of thing, I'm going to go Phoenix over Boston. And we'll go, I think we'll go six games, could be seven. We'll see kind of what happens. But, I mean, I could see it six games. I could see it going seven games because, you know, Boston, you know, they have Jason Tatum. They have Jaylen Brown. They have a lot of good guards. You know, Marcus Smart, Devin White, Malcolm Brogdon. You know, they have a lot of guards that they can roll out that can, like, you know, contend and kind of against a Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Especially with like Marcus Smart being a very good defensive guard and stuff like that. So then, like, yeah, if I had to like pick now on the spot right here, right, I'd go Phoenix over Boston in six games, and Phoenix wins their first NBA title after coming close twice before in 2021 and then 1993. So yeah, that's kind of my predictions as of now, or kind of as I see it. We can check back, you know, after we kind of get a couple of games into the playoffs, because these playoffs are going to start, you know, this weekend. It's going to be 2 weeks, 2 months before we even get to the finals. So, you know, things can change, stuff can happen. Unpredictability, as, you know, playoffs are, regardless of sport. But that's kind of how I see it as of now. We can come back, see how wrong I am, see how right I am, and go from there. But that's kind of a wrap up on this week's show. Next week, or next time, I should say, we'll check in again. We'll come back to baseball, kind of see how things are going after another week or so. We'll check to see how the NBA playoffs are going, round one. We'll be a little bit closer to the NBA or the NFL draft, so we can kind of see what's kind of happening there, if there's any more, like, if there's any trades prior to the draft. I mean, there's going to be trades on draft night, but, you know, we'll see how things go beforehand. Nothing new happening still on the Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets front as of now. You know, they're still working stuff out. It seems like something might happen either the night of the draft, or they're going to wait till after the draft because New York has the 13th overall pick, and they'll probably want to use that to build around or get some help for Rodgers, because they know it seems like it's a done deal. They're just kind of working out, financial and, drafts, pits, and all that stuff. So we'll kind of look into that, because I think that's April, I think it's the 27th is that, so we're about 2 weeks away from that. So that is this week's show. So thank you for listening, and have a good week.